Coach's Corner here on KATE. We hope to catch you up with Matt Erickson, the head coach of the Albert Lea boys hockey team, on a weekly or biweekly basis. And Coach Erickson joins us now. And Coach, a good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. No practice today, so do the boys get a long weekend off then?
Yeah, most likely. Looks like we got snow day, which is a little bit unfortunate based on the timing. Looks like we'll be getting back at it on Monday.
Well, let's talk about the two games that your team has played. And you guys were supposed to kick off the season, I believe, on the last day of November. Waseca was not able to play that game, so it was canceled. And looking at the schedule, you guys went to Fairmont on Thursday. Now, Waseca was supposed to go to a Fairmont on that December 2nd, so I assume you guys just slid in and took their spot.
Yeah, we got a hold of Fairmont, and it worked out for us to schedule a game with them based on what had happened on Tuesday. And they were welcoming us over. And, it was nice for us to get a game in. Based on where our schedule was at that point, and it was a good trip over there.
Well, Matt, yeah, let's talk about that opening night victory back on December 2nd again, an 8-0 win against Fairmont. And just give us your thoughts on the game. It sounded like your team pretty much had dominated from the get-go.
Yeah, I thought we competed well. We finished well, scored some goals, got some of our underclassmen got on the score sheet, which was great to get them involved early. With that being said, obviously walking away from that win, we watched some video and saw some things that we needed to change, some things that we needed improvement on, and we worked on that this past week. And, it was a good start for us. With that being said, afterwards, we knew kind of where we were at, what we needed to do to improve. That's really about it.
Again, 8-0 win against Fairmont on opening night, and you had six different guys that scored goals, which is always nice in any game, but especially on opening night. Let's talk about Elijah Ferris. He had the hat trick that night. Talk about his game.
Yeah, he actually had two goals.
Oh, he had two. Okay.
That night, Aaron. Yeah, so he sophomore kid that came up. Got on the score sheet early. We're really happy with his game last Thursday. Was filled kind of a big role for a sophomore right out of the gate to be in the top nine as a forward. So, yeah, he got on the score sheet, which was great for him, give him a little confidence going forward. So that was good to see.
Yeah, Ferris had two. Let me correct that. Joseph Yoon also had two goals. He had four total points in that victory. I talk about his game as well.
Well, Joseph's going to be relied on to score some goals and play a lot of minutes for us this year. He's one of our captains. He had a lot of speed, a lot of skill that he brings for our group. You can't say enough about the kid. Good character kid. Comes to the rink. He works hard every day. And as we navigate through the season, we're really going to be relying on Joseph to lead the group in scoring. And bring that leadership that's going to be well needed as we go forward.
And Matt, I assume that's his sister that plays for the girls team?
Yes, that's correct, Aaron.
So a good hockey family, the Yoons are.
Yeah, yes, they are. Lots of speed in that family, which is great.
Speed is important. There's no doubt about that. To get an 8-0 win against a Fairmont, that was back on December 2nd. And let's recap the game last night. Again, Matt Erickson, the head coach, the Albert Lea boys hockey team, they went to a Graham Arena to take on Rochester Century. You know, the score jumps out. Century went 6-0. One number that jumps out is shots on goal. You guys outshot Rochester Century, I believe it was like 30-20, and you held them to just one shot on goal in that third period. So I'm assuming the 6-0 game maybe doesn't indicate how competitive this game actually was.
Well, I don't know if I'd necessarily say that. I think, give credit to Century. It was their fourth game of the year. It was our second game. I thought that they played with a lot more intensity than we were ready for. And it just seemed like they were a little bit more game ready than we were.
Okay.
And that's no excuse on our side. I thought that we had some issues with our forecheck. And in our own zone, I thought we wrapped a few too many pucks. So obviously, you know, for us the, as a staff, the way we looked at it after evaluating, and I get to watch some video with the staff as well. But I thought in some cases we played good. In some cases, we weren't quite ready for the speed that Century brought. So that's one of those learning games that you have early in the year that we're hoping that, you know, we're going to learn from this particular game and move forward and you know, make some adjustments that may need to be needed. Obviously, we got a little bit of a taste of Big Nine hockey and with how our roster is set up, we're still a little bit green. With some kids that are coming in. So I think it was somewhat of an eye opener as well, for some of the boys and we'll take that as a little bit of a learning curve for us to move forward.
Matt Erickson again, head coach, Albert Lea boys hockey team. They get beat by Century last night, 6-0. And Matt, you know, you discussed the team being young and still learning a lot. And then, getting their first taste of a Big Nine hockey last night, probably as a head coach, even though you never want to lose 6-0, this is probably going to be beneficial in the long run because you get a chance to sit down, watch the film, and really go over the guys with where the improvements have to be made. And you want to have these kind of conversations in December instead of in February.
Exactly. I think you hit it right on the head, Aaron. It's, you know, it's early on. And I stressed that after between the second and third. And I think we kind of showed that in the third period, that I think we started playing with a little more confidence, and we're maybe adjusting to the speed a little bit. Might have been a little bit too late in the game, but at that point, you know, a lot of positives that came out of that game too. I thought our goalie Dakota Yonke played fabulous. He's had two games now where he's played great. That's, you know, one key positive for us. The other ones truly are the experience piece of it. So we're young, as we stated. I had three seniors in the lineup last night. You know, so I think going forward, you know, with the experience of a game like last night, that's going to really help us down the road. And as we navigate to that February, March, when we really want to be rolling, maybe we'll look back at this game and go, hey, remember, you know, December 9th when we played Century, when we were adjusting to the speed, now we're bringing that same intensity and that same effort to our opponents.
Tigers 0-1 in the Big Nine, 1-1 overall. And Matt, before I let you go, let's get some thoughts on the three games that are coming up this week. Minnehaha Academy will be at Roy Nystrom Arena on Tuesday. You guys are also at home on Thursday. Owatonna comes to town, and then you go on the road a week from tomorrow, 7:15 start at Faribault. So Minnehaha Academy, Owatonna, and Faribault on the docket for next week. Give us your thoughts on next week's opponents.
Well, Aaron, I wish I could tell you it's going to be easy. It's not going to be. We're going to be facing some good teams here this next week. So obviously Minnehaha Academy is a private school out of the Metro. They've played a few games already. Don't know a ton about them right now. Obviously we'll do our homework prior to Tuesday night, but, anytime you have a private school out of the cities, you kind of know what you're going to get. And then turn to Thursday, we got Owatonna. You know, Owatonna is always going to bring some talent. They're always well coached. Compete level is always very high, so you always know what you're going to get with them. And then you turn to a Faribault squad who really, in my mind, is really turning some heads. They beat the opponent that we had last night, Century. They beat Owatonna in overtime Thursday night, last night. So looking forward to the schedule. Obviously, it's something that we need to get out and play some more games. But at this point, you know, we're going to be tested, and it's going to be good for our team to be tested and get some games in that mean some something. Not only conference games, but obviously mean something on the schedule as we move forward.
Talking Albert Lee boys hockey here on KATE. Again, head coach Matt Erickson of the Albert Lee boys hockey team. 1-1 in the season. Minnehaha Academy in Owatonna at home. That's Tuesday and Thursday of next week, and a week from tomorrow at Faribault. Coach, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the snow day and enjoy the snowy weekend, and we'll touch base again next week.
Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate it.